This is Halftime with the Playmakers, your midweek partner with the live show The Playmakers, aired on WANM FM 90.5 on Saturday from 12:30 to 2. I'm Wes from the 904, Duval in the building, baby, and we got a great show for you. We're going to be talking FAMU sports, as always. We're going to be talking NFL draft, NFL combine. We're going to be talking about college basketball. We're going to be talking about professional basketball. But first, I got to introduce you to my guys, some great guys in the building. Let's do it.
What's going on, everybody? Mr. J School back in the studio, Michael Trim Jr.
We don't call him that.
Indeed, they do.
You already know, it's your boy Chris from the 352 Gainesville, the best ville in Florida, man.
Hey, how are you guys doing today? It's Joshua Bounds representing the 850.
Yo, what's up? It's your man, JB the King, live with the Playmakers. Trim, it's been a minute since you've been on here, bro.
It's just been two episodes.
That's so long, bro.
That's 2 weeks, man. I thought you were Mr. J School.
I am.
Mr. J School, ducking responsibility, man.
I wasn't ducking responsibility.
You the most, you for us the week he wasn't.
You
here,
the most tenured person on this podcast.
I know, it's crazy. I'm like Bron.
Appreciate it, uncle.
y'all like my little bros. You feel me?
What?
Crazy.
What? Who's the producer though?
See, you like the Wimby. You next up. That's a compliment, bro.
I'll take it. I'll take it. But, you know, we got to start it off with FAMU sports and FAMU basketball. The men are the second in the SWAC. Let's clap
indeed.
It up.
Yes,
give
indeed.
It up for them, man. After a terrible losing.
Man, and y'all didn't believe, man.
Ooh, look, no, that Jay Glenn. Hey, remember what Jay Glenn said? He said we didn't have a chance of winning.
No, y'all was talking. They was talking crazy. Make sure y'all tune into the Playmakers. That's live on Saturday, 12:30 to 2 p.m., of course. But yeah, y'all was talking kind of crazy, not believing in FAMU, you know, going into Grambling. This was a pretty big matchup for us. You know, of course, it's a rivalry. And I think we went out there and we played great. Our shooting from the 3-point line still sucks. I am worried about that going into March. But, you know, we came off with a victory, so I'm very excited.
I mean, JB, to piggyback off your point, though, yes, our shooting has been atrocious. But at the same time, though, the reason why we've gone on this win streak is due to our defense. Coach Ward has drilled the 2-3 zone into these boys. And because of that, they are doing exactly what you're supposed to do with that 2-3 zone. They are trapping at the top of the corner. They're trapping at the top of the key. They're trapping in the wing. And if you go down to the corner, they're trapping them. And because of their high energy on defense, it's forcing their opponents to shoot at a lower percentage as well. And going forward, if we are going to have the shooting struggles, we just need to continue to play good defense.
Yeah, I think we've been good for we got a 3-game win streak. We look solid. I've also liked the depth of our bench, how our guards been playing well off the bench, like Antonio Baker and Micah Octave and everything. We will get a bye heading into SWAC play, so that's a good thing for us. But, you know, we got a tough one. You know, Bethune's number one in the SWAC. You know, they don't want a field goal percentage and opponent field goal percentage. They don't shoot good from the free throw line, so I feel like if we foul them, I think we're kind of living with it. So, and it's senior night, you know, the last home game of the season. So let's see if we can get a win against our biggest rivals.
Yeah, man. So this win, you know, just doesn't mean too much because we might be second, we might be third seed, but we cannot take that first seed in the SWAC. So what are we expecting going into the tournament? Like, are we expecting greatness? Are we expecting a championship? What are we thinking?
Never know with this team. I feel like when we're playing our best, like, I feel like we could see ourselves in that SWAC championship against Bethune. But I feel like if we play our lowest, we might, you know, be out of that first round, you know. But I see us at least making it to about the semifinals at worst.
To piggyback off what you're saying, yes, that is one of the biggest concerns because this season, we talked about before on the podcast, we've had our ups and we've had our downs. When we're up, we're up. When we're down, we are down. So going into the SWAC tournament, I think the biggest thing is, like I was saying earlier, if we can just try to improve our shooting a little bit, but especially honing on defense, I think that we can definitely make a deep run in the tournament.
Now, if I'm correct, the top four seeds get a 2-game bye. I think we talked about that.
Oh, they do.
Is it 2-game?
Wait, is it 2-game?
I thought it was just one.
Because then, isn't it the 10 and the... Yeah, so what happens is the first, or like the last seeds, because everyone gets in, play in the first round. The next four seeds play the winner of those teams, and then the top four seeds play? Is that what I'm looking at?
Well,
yes. That's what the format is. So if we finish, you know, in second or third, I believe we get a 2-round bye. So we will be in the running for a championship just straight out of the gate because we will be getting those 2 games of bye.
You said the top four seeds?
Yeah, the top four
Correct.
Seeds.
Correct. They do get a bye. However, we're going to lose tonight. I mean, not tonight, on Thursday.
On Thursday.
We're not getting a bye. We're gonna be like the fourth. We're gonna be like, we could be like the fourth or fifth seed. We could get a bye.
Yeah,
be
on the fourth seed because we're second right now.
We
so
we're third right now.
Got that number one.
No, we're second. We're tied for a second.
Yeah, we're tied for a second. So we have to win.
Yeah, it. Southern okay. has. You're right. You're not right. Southern.
We're tied for a second, but if we lose, which I think we will, we'll drop down. And if Pine Bluff and Southern win, that's
they go one, two.
Yeah, we'll be a fifth seed.
Wait, don't we have the?
But didn't we sweep Pine Bluff?
Didn't we sweep Southern or did we?
Yeah, we swept.
Yeah, we swept.
So we still.
And did we sweep Pine Bluff?
I'm pretty sure.
So we should get a first round bye then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So
yep.
Win or lose, we'll still be looking at a first round bye for it.
Well, so we should get two byes then.
Yeah, yeah, we should get
two byes. So we're two seed regardless.
Yes, but
we're top four.
We'll be a top four seed regardless. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's the best thing for us. You know, when you know the conversation of rest over rust. I don't know if you know.
Yeah.
If we win, I mean, if we. We'll get the top four seed bye.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The two game bye. That means our next game wouldn't be until March 11th.
March 11th?
Yeah, well, March 11th. True.
So that's a week without playing.
That's not that bad, though, bro.
That's 6 days.
I mean,
it could be.
Sometimes
worse.
If a team is really hot over a course of a couple of days, and that's, you know, they can just
exactly.
Come in and beat
and
you.
It's tournament time. It's March. So it's like that ninth seed or that 10th seed, whoever we play. They could be hot coming on a two-game stretch.
So you'd rather play through the fire and go through the first round or second round?
I'm not saying that.
Here's the thing.
But what I'm saying is this is year one of Coach Ward.
Yeah.
We don't know what this team looks like in postseason play.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. Mm-hmm.
They're in Jackson State. They aren't a top six seed. And they've been they beat us. They swept us this year.
And they beat us last year in the tournament.
Yeah, so
it's like
we gotta look out for them.
We know who Deshaun Ruffin is in playoff basketball.
And Alabama State, we gotta look out for them too.
Yeah,
and they played in March.
So
and they almost beat. Was it Auburn they played?
Yeah.
It was a good game.
Yeah. So we can't be complacent with just having a two game bye. We got to be able to take care of business.
Okay, so this is a very drastic shift. The men are number two. But the women?
They're like number eight.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
They have, yeah,
shout out to them.
Bro. I don't really know. Six game losing streak. I mean, if y'all look at the last game, the guards, like Purifoy, Jackson, and what's the other one name? Zero. Ellington. Yeah. My fault.
Bro.
Yeah, they combined for 3 of 32 from the field.
Lord have mercy.
Ellington. I don't like watching Ellington hoop, bro. Don't like watching Ellington hoop.
Look. Hey, man, come on, bro.
That's bad bump.
And the crazy thing is, we thought, this team would, be improved. We're going to finish with a worse record from last year. If we win, we're going to be 8-21 and finish 7-11 to swag play.
Dang.
Yeah. But we were just speaking about this. We'll get a first round, but not a second round bye, I do believe.
No, we won't.
We won't get a first round bye.
The bottom four teams have to play. We're not bottom four. There's 12 teams, so we get a first round bye.
So even if we lose to
anybody,
the whole conference gets in.
Here's the thing: we have to win because if Valley wins, I think they take our. Oh no, we beat Valley, so
yeah, we should
we
be.
Win. Yeah, we if we lose, then we still will have that.
Yeah, it should be straight to get that first round bye. So are we like, get that rest because we've had some injuries.
I mean. When we was in the press conference with Coach Gordon, she said herself. She said teams don't, want to face us really. And I feel like on a good night, like against Alabama State, who's one of the topper teams in the SWAC, we showed fight. We did lose by three, but it was a gritty game. So I feel like we could be one of them sneaky teams that if we're playing well and hitting our shots, then we can upset a team.
Man, I don't believe none of that. I'm just being honest. Based on what I've been seeing, and then I'm looking at the top of the conference, you got Alabama A&M.
We're not beating them, I'll admit. We're
not beating them. Alcorn 13-3, Southern 12-4. We're just not there.
Well, fellas, just give me a quick prediction. Give me a quick prediction. Where do we fall out? Do we lose in our first game? Do we win a game?
I don't think we win a game.
It all depends on who we play.
I don't think we win a game, bro.
So we would probably be the worst seed, right?
Yes.
Running into, the first round of bye, right?
Yeah, so.
So that means Alabama and, is grits.
We'd be playing.
We play the winner of game one.
Yeah, which is 10-11.
Yeah, 10-11 seed play each other. We could play the winner of that game.
We could win that game. But that's even tough, too, because you don't know if we can even get through them.
Right now, the 11th seed is Bethune, and the 10th is Texas Southern. So
we lost to Texas Southern.
We beat Southern.
We beat Southern. My bad. Yeah, so, we beat Southern by 13.
We can win the game.
We split the game.
We can.
So one game win and one game out.
Yeah, Matt, our ceiling I see is one win. I ain't even gonna lie.
I can see two. I can see two. I've seen this team get a stretch of a couple. I can see two wins.
If we win, we play the first seed.
Never mind.
Just look at the tournament format. If we win, we play the first seed.
Never mind.
So one game and out?
Yo, one game. I give us one game.
You know, listen, we love our women's basketball team, but it's looking rough. It's looking rough. I hate to say it.
Proof is right there.
But we can transfer over to the NFL now. It is the offseason, but there is still news. And most recently, it was the combine.
Absolutely. Mm.
Hey, great combine.
Some people go into the combine and they're like, I can only get worse. You know, that's what the people who choose not to throw and choose not to do this and they don't want to run the 40. But some people go in and they're like, I can only up my stock. Who are your combine winners?
D'Angelo Pons.
Man.
I feel like
he's a dog, bro.
Ever since he got into like the national championship run, like it was always, it was just steadily going up from where it went from like third to second. Now, since that combine and the way he was really looking with like the shuttle drills and his 40, he could probably be a late first round pick for like a good team. And that's going to be a stud for whoever gets him.
Indeed.
If you just for people who don't know, let's list some of the things he did at the combine that convinced you to like boost his draft stock. What did you see out of D'Angelo Pons?
It's his awareness when it's number one, and then getting out of his breaks, like when it comes to DB, like backpedaling and being able to just shift gears, like that's what stood out to me the most when I was looking at him. And to me, he plays bigger than he is. I think they had him listed at 5'9", mm-hmm. little 5'8" at best, you know, but he plays bigger than that.
Yeah, he's 5'8".
Yeah, he's 5'8".
He's 5'8", 182.
And he plays stronger and he plays bigger than he looks. So that to me, that's what stood out to me.
His vert was crazy.
Indeed, exactly. A 43.5-inch vertical, yes. Being 5'8". He's crazy. Floating.
Yeah, that's basketball. You know, that's more than basketball. That's Michael Jordan.
Punching for real.
I'll go next. My biggest winner, I think somebody that really rose up is the tight end from Oregon, Sadiq.
Kenyon Sadiq. He ran a 4.3 as a tight end.
As a fastest tight end.
43.5 vertical.
Crazy.
Bro, that man is crazy. He's shooting up. There's a lot of solid tight ends, I think, in this draft class, but he's definitely set himself apart. I know Max Clair, Ohio State, didn't have the best combine, so he might have overtaken that tight end one spot, maybe.
You know, I think he was always tight end one for me personally.
You know, he's 6'3". He ran to go back to Kenyon Sadiq.
Yeah, he's the top tight end.
He's 6'3". He ran a 4.39.
That's a great.
He's a tight end.
4.39 is crazy.
That's faster than DB.
Another 43.5 vertical jump, but he's 6'3". Is he gonna just be moved to receiver?
Nah, I think they'll keep him at tight end.
It depends who drafts him.
I think they'll keep him at tight end though.
Cause he's a big guy, but he's not unheard of for a receiver size. He's 241. He's 6'3". He runs a 4.39. That's DK Metcalf.
He's a little smaller than DK Metcalf. They have him going to like the Bucks in that little instance. So yep. I think they might keep him at tight end unless
the
they
Bucks?
Just. That's not a bad.
What
that's
pick
not
do
a
the Bucks have?
Like 15, 16.
He's not
going to
make it there.
Mm-mm. You don't think he's going to make it out?
Nah.
No, he's not going to make it
there in my mock draft.
Really?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Tight ends don't go that high.
So is he top 10 for you or like top 12?
Y'all going to see today.
All right, you got you.
Wow.
Sure.
Okay. That's crazy.
I'm not mad at it, though.
My draft winner is Taylen Green.
Yes.
He's like a freak athlete. He's 6'5". Almost pretty much 6'6".
Yes.
Ran a 4.3.
4.3 yes. 7 as a quarterback.
As a quarterback.
He got a, like a he got a
fat arm. Like, he could just spin it, man.
But listen.
That man can throw that ball.
Also, another person, he didn't really have a lot of, obviously, the physical stuff, the speed, obviously, kind of normal what we expected. Drew Aller. He just showed off some good throws, big arm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad he was there, but
I'm glad
I think he's going to go.
That's very biased, JB.
He's going to go somewhere and have a really productive NFL career. I really do.
I like that you said those two things because it supports a take I had earlier when we were talking about the draft. And it has to do with the number one overall pick. Should the Raiders take Fernando Mendoza or trade back.
I still think you just have Mendoza. To do it. You still have to do it because
you don't have to do nothing.
Not at all.
But I feel like right now you got to start with just getting a young quarterback.
Right, but you trade back, you fill in those holes. They have an awful O line. They traded away their wide receiver one. They need a new one.
But here, and so they have a lot of cap space.
They do have a lot of cap space. But let's say they fill up with like new talent after they trade back. They get a couple, you know, picks in return, and then they get Taylen Green in the fourth.
I mean, yeah, but here's the thing though. Do you think he can be like one of those productive, or is he just more Taylen of a project?
Green? Now, Taylen what I Green? That's a good question.
Do you think he can be productive, or do you think it's a
because
a
of his legs?
Where it's like the talent's there, but like, do we really know?
Yes,
because of his legs, I think he absolutely can be productive. Because you know, you don't ask him to make a hard throw. You say if you see the coverage, you know, look tight, and there's not a window you can throw it in, you say you tuck it and run because he's a young guy and he can do that. And then I see like what the Patriots did this year is they had the easy last play schedule.
Oh,
the Raiders have that easy last play schedule. They reload in free agency. The Patriots reload in free agency, fix that old line a little bit, get some weapons. And now you have a young quarterback that can move. Drake May had a bunch of scramble yards. He was top of the league in scramble yards.
Yeah,
being an athletic young quarterback can get you far. And as we've seen in these past couple years, you don't need Superman anymore to win a championship. You need a great team. And somebody who can get you, who can win you a couple games.
And you know what? That is a beautiful segue into, honestly, my pick for the silver draft. Well, not silver draft, but...
Somebody who raised their draft stock.
Yeah, Lorenzo Styles Jr. That man... Yeah.
He was not projected to go high.
He was not at all, but that
combo... Now he's about to make some money.
And he ran a 4.27, I think it was.
4.27, 4.28, something like that.
And then also the tape that they have on him, he has the intellect that you're looking for. He has the speed, and he has the knockout capability. He's definitely going to be a key piece on someone's defense this year.
Sure.
Just holistically, I'm loving everything that I'm seeing from defensive players this year. Like, this is going to be a loaded draft.
Honestly, I think running backs low-key won it for me. Like, Mike Washington Jr., he done made himself a contract. Yeah. Like, he's going to get drafted to a team that's going to be able to utilize him, like kind of like with a Keaton Mitchell. You'll be using him as like a
love that guy.
Well, actually,
and then also, I know this guy was projected to go high, but all he did was just raise himself to probably being a top five. Jeremiah Love,
yes.
The fact that you can run a 4.36 and be that agile, like he might go top five just off.
And he has hands.
He has really good hands. He's a good receiver out of the back.
I've seen. I make sure on X or Twitter that I follow a lot of different people from different fan bases. A lot of Saints fans. We're talking about what if we just get Jeremiah Love.
I feel like he ain't going to be available for us. He's not going to be available for us.
But you still got Alvin Kamara, though.
No, he's over 30.
He's not the same anymore.
I've been saying let AK take a backseat for the past 2-3 years.
And isn't it about time he's going to get cut for cap reasons?
Man, you should
have. We re-signed him, I think, a couple years ago, so he might be on that verge of getting cut, but...
And as much as like Jeremiah Love would be a great guy for the Saints, the defense is so old.
Well, yeah, but that's why
they need to take a defensive guy in the draft high, and that's going to take us over to our mock draft, our new segment, Rebuild or Reload.
Nice.
We're talking about if this team needs to rebuild or reload and who they're going to take in the draft. We're on, you know, the Commanders, the 7th pick.
Yep.
But we have a couple of fellas who haven't been here for every one of the segments, so we're going to let them do their mock drafts really quick before we get into ours.
You want to go turn with me?
Yeah, I can go first.
Who you got going number one?
Number one, I have Fernando Mendoza going number one.
Makes sense.
Okay, two, the Jets.
Who you got going number one? We just
Mendoza,
go back and forth.
Mendoza.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Number two.
Hey, man, number two was like right after number one, bro.
I gotta find it, man. I gotta find it.
Who got number two, Pete?
The Jets.
Oh, I had him taking Reuben Vane.
Ooh, hold on.
That's interesting.
I got him taking Arvin Reese.
I think Reuben Vane is the best player in the draft.
That is a valid.
You said Arvin Reese?
Yeah, I got him taking.
Why? Because like more potential.
He doesn't have T-Rex arms.
Yeah, the arms are like that's a thing that'll really drop your stock, man. Just the Kenny Pickett hands.
Joe Burrow had Kenny Pickett hands. I don't care nothing about no T-Rex arms. I'm not gonna lie to you.
All right, who you got at three? Oh, I got Spencer Fano at three.
I got David Bailey for the Cardinals.
Okay, at 4, I got Arvell Reese to the Titans.
I got Caleb Downs to the Titans.
Okay, at 5, I got Caleb Downs to the Giants.
Okay, I got Sonny Styles going to the Giants.
Okay.
Ooh, interesting.
Okay.
At 6, I got Carnell Tate.
Okay, we got the same pick. I do got the Browns pick.
Love that pick. Love that pick, fellas.
Okay, so now we all go with the Commanders. So who you got for the Commanders?
At 7 for the Commanders, I got David Bailey.
Okay. I got Francis. I'm going to go for it. I don't want to mess up his last name.
That's out of Utah, right?
I got him from Miami. Yeah, I got him going to the Commanders.
Okay. What
you got, Josh?
Honestly, I wouldn't be too mad if they get Lorenzo Styles because they just cut ties with Marshawn Lattimore. Yeah. So they need a cornerback now.
I'm not mad at it. I like it.
I'm pretty sure in my mock draft I have not taken Sonny Styles yet. The Commanders need a linebacker. They need something, man. They need a lot of defense.
Defense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Defense and line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. JB?
I think I had Reuben Bain going to the Titans.
Wow.
So I like the Sonny Styles pick. Yeah, I'll go Sonny Styles here.
Okay.
Y'all not fans of David Bailey?
I mess with David.
Oh.
I got him going top three. I got him going top three.
Okay, now we're going to the Saints.
Oh, boy.
We brought him up. I got Jeremiah Love.
I think
going.
Jeremiah Love, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to make it to Kansas City.
That's not a bad pick, right. But I don't think that's where they go.
Okay, so
St. Louis.
New Orleans, they need
explosion. They need excitement. Nothing's down there. Nothing down there right now is exciting.
We trade our most explosive player.
So it's like, I think you go Jeremiah Love.
Okay.
That's not a terrible pick. Mm-hmm. Continue.
As a Saints fan, this is where we get Reuben Bain. I've been wanting this guy ever since he got done playing college, and I feel like we need to take a chance on him.
Josh Bounds.
Honestly, I'm gonna have to agree with that Reuben Bain pick because the Saints desperately need defense because especially with Cam Jordan being old.
Please go retire.
Please
just go sit on the couch, please.
Bro, Cam Jordan is still one of your better players.
He's so old. He had two productive seasons over the past 2 years, but just go sit on the couch.
He may be the best player on your team.
Well, actually, you know what? He might need to stay in to teach Reuben Bain the ropes a little bit and then say, all right, let me retire.
Hey, bro, hold a clipboard. You can do that from a clipboard.
Yeah, we got Chase Young, too. He can teach him the ropes, bro.
Cam Jordan needs to grab that clipboard.
When did y'all get young?
They've been
young like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, 2 years. He got him out of the 49ers, right?
But he's weak.
he's getting better, actually. Right, yeah, Chase Young's getting better.
We put him in the right spots. Like, we don't just keep him on the edge. We move him to inside a little bit.
JB.
Yeah, JB, what do you got?
Where we at?
Saints, number 8.
Saints? Yeah, Jeremiah Love, I think.
Yeah, oh yeah, he did say Jeremiah.
Who you got?
As much as I want to say, Jeremiah Love would be like great for their offense, they need to get younger on this defense. And I don't remember if I took Reuben Bain or David Bailey, but the one I didn't take, I'm taking that here in New Orleans. I think it was Reuben Bain.
So all right, so 3 of us say Bain, 2 of us say Love. Okay.
So now we're on 9.
Yeah, so Chiefs. Are all the edge rushers gone for all y'all?
No.
I still got Sonny Styles on mine.
Well, all of mine are gone.
I haven't said it's Bailey yet.
And Kendrick Folk. I still had
I forgot about him.
But that's later on in the draft.
Yeah, him and like Colin Simmons. Okay.
We on pick 9.
I think I still have
pick 9. I still have
one of them. I don't remember which one because I said the Titans are going to get a weapon and not a lineman.
Okay.
But the Chiefs, Chiefs.
Chiefs here. I got him taking Mekhi Lemon.
Okay.
Not a receiver,
really?
I think they need it low key.
What if he has to develop, man?
You got Rice.
But
I had him taking Kenyon Sadiq. This is where I had him going.
So you're done with Kelsey?
No, I'm not done with him.
I agree.
I mean, but it's like first of all, if you want to play, we play two tight ends all the time. So it's like you can move off of Noah Gray or
Chiefs get the wheel a lot, but then they disappear, but. Okay.
I like it though.
I'm just saying. Trump doesn't say we win with the Chiefs for a season and losing, but okay.
Okay, I like it. I think the Chiefs take Delane out of LSU. I feel like one thing, if you notice them, they were getting picked on with that secondary the whole time. Really, McDuffie's like their
own. You said
own.
Delane?
Yeah.
Okay.
Out of LSU.
They probably going to have to move off of McDuffie though because they paid him like this offseason?
Well, I think they're gonna pay him, and then they're gonna let just.
I don't think they're gonna pay him. I think they're gonna trade him. Yeah, because
I'm not mad at that.
Money issues.
Yeah, I feel like they need to rebuild. Like they lost Snead, and like Trim said, if they lose McDuffie, now you really need to go get you a dog at DB.
Because you gotta understand, if they didn't pay Legarius Snead and he was an All Pro corner,
they paid Chris Jones. You're not gonna
pay Trent McDuffie.
McDuffie was All Pro.
Yeah, but
I think McDuffie was all pro.
Sneed,
and he was a dog in that Super Bowl.
I think that defense Sneed, was crazy Sneed for years.
He was a better corner than McDuffie.
I'm not mad at that. I ain't mad.
He's not good on the Titans anymore.
Because he's on the Titans.
Yeah, he's on the Titans, though. Like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
I really like that Sadiq pick.
I didn't even think about changing mine to Sadiq.
Bounce, what do you got?
You know what? To help out the defensive side, I can see them going with TJ Parker.
That's very high.
But I mean, the reason why I got this pick, right? They do need help defensively, because right now, mock drafts have him going after Jeremiah Love. I don't think they really need to go after a running back.
I think they do.
Because you still have Pacheco.
They got to go offense.
I think they can, because Pacheco, okay, but like they need somebody else to kind of like.
They might try to trade up to get Jeremiah Love, bro.
I'm not mad at that.
You go offense here solely because the Chiefs have a good draft philosophy when it comes to drafting later round defensive players.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, I got a quick question then. So with Mahomes being injured, is he like certified to be coming back next season?
He wants to play next year.
I don't like that idea.
It's
though.
Mahomes.
I love
Wait,
it.
Wait, would you not pick O-line here if you're the Chiefs then, since Jawan Taylor left and you lost?
Well, no, they cut Jawan Taylor and they saved the money.
Yeah, I know.
So I would just pay another one.
Oh, so just going
exactly.
Okay.
I think for a team like the Chiefs, you don't go young offensive line. You see what? And I love this player. You seen what happened with our boy from the Patriots,
Will Campbell.
Granted, he was hurt. However,
he was bad.
The lights were just too bright.
Yeah, I understand. But they just lost like Joe Tooney like a year ago, and now they cut Jawan.
I think you go veterans on the offensive line.
Yeah, all they
line.
Got is Creed on that O-line. That's it.
Yeah, they need to pay one. I don't like drafting O-linemen outside of the top 10, especially if they're not like a crazy talent. Like, I'm not reaching on an O-lineman at all.
So not even a guy out of Utah, you don't think they'll get him, Spencer?
I don't think they go O-line here, man. I don't.
They go.
No, I think they go Jeremiah Love. I think Sadiq is also a good option, but I think Mahomes is way more comfortable when he has a run game.
You're right.
And I think people like to, you know, really commit to trying to get at Mahomes when they don't have a run game. They like really sell out to get after him, and that's when it gets bad for the Chiefs, because when Mahomes has time, there's always an issue no matter what.
Yeah.
Mm.
But that wraps up our new segment, and now we have to talk about college basketball. It's March Madness.
It's time.
But before we get to that big tournament, to March Madness, we do have conference tournaments. And today we're going to be picking who wins each conference. Starting with the ACC, fellas, who do we think is going to win the tournament?
Blue Devils.
Duke.
Oh, yeah, Duke.
Duke without a doubt, everybody?
It's not close.
They just beat Virginia.
They beat the snot out.
Yeah, and Virginia's a 11
Virginia
right
is good. Like, yeah. That's the crazy thing.
It's just like when, I don't know, as of late, when I watch Duke and UNC, it seems like UNC always wins.
I ain't mad at you.
And sure. I feel like those are going to be, if not Miami, it'll be Duke and UNC. I think Miami has a really good team this year.
Yeah, that'll be a classic matchup. Okay.
So I wouldn't be surprised if UNC wins the whole thing.
Okay.
With Caleb Wilson coming back? Because he said he's going to play next time they play Duke.
Top three pick right there.
Oh, he's coming back?
He said he's going to come back. But I'm going to go with Duke, though.
I'm going to go with Duke.
Everybody going Duke. Duke is the consensus. Okay. Big 12. Who's winning? This is the most competitive conference.
But honestly,
Arizona.
You give me
a healthy DP?
Man, get him out of here, bro.
I think so.
You give me a healthy DP?
I think so.
DNP.
You don't think he shows up for the tournament?
No JT Toppin is killing me, bro. I'm going to go Arizona.
Nobody's taking Kansas. Q would be so upset.
I think Q would be upset. Wait. Q picked against Kansas on the show on Saturday.
And he was right.
And he was right, too.
Q picked against Kansas?
Yeah, for the first time.
He said it hurt him, but I see why.
I'm going to go with Arizona.
You know, Kaysen be on my show a lot, but I'm never on his. What's that about? That's just crazy.
Talk to him, man.
Just never put me on the show, man. I used to be on that show a lot.
Yeah, you did.
Big Ten. Who's winning?
Michigan. Honestly.
As much as it pains me, Michigan.
Michigan State, nice, though.
Michigan's
kind of just taking over.
Let me just tell this real quick. My biggest problem with Michigan State, right? We have hot streaks and we have cold streaks. And recently, we've been on a cold streak. We lost 5 games this year. We got belted by unranked Wisconsin. How we lose by 21 points to Wisconsin in our own house?
Wisconsin's not a bad team.
Y'all just beat Purdue, though. What you mean?
They did.
Four games in a row.
But here's the thing with Michigan. They haven't lost a game on the road. So I trust them to go in any environment and, Purdue got, and get the job done.
And JB, to your point, Purdue got belted. Well, not belted, but they lost against Ohio State, who was buns in basketball.
Wait.
Buns.
Wait.
I said what I said. I'll stand on it.
Nah, yeah, you probably right. I don't even watch Ohio State basketball, bro, if I'm being honest.
Come on, JV. You got to watch them boys.
I don't watch Florida State basketball either.
Yeah, I don't.
Why not?
I just don't care.
Why would I do that, man?
Ain't that your team?
That's your team, though, bro. They already trashing football, bro. Watch them be trashing basketball.
You're not loyal fans.
They're not trashing football.
You're talking about Florida State. I thought you were talking Ohio State.
They're not trashing football, man.
I think we
moved past the Big 12 too fast. No one talked about Iowa State. No one talked about Houston. No one talked about Texas.
I feel like this. They're good, great teams, but I feel like Arizona is just they're just a little bit better than those teams, honestly.
So no one thinks Iowa State Houston has a chance.
I think Houston has a chance, but I just think Arizona would beat them.
I would Michigan. Man, I might choose Iowa State.
Michigan going dog like Arizona walk the entire them. Big Ten. It's not gonna be close.
Well, we circle back to the Big 12 though.
Oh, y'all did. Yeah. Why y'all? How y'all get back there?
Because I was looking at the rankings and I was just like, hold on. All these teams are in the Big 12.
If they can take care of Iowa State
they
tonight,
did beat all those teams.
Then it will show like okay, they'll win the whole
Who?
Thing. If Arizona can beat Iowa State tonight, then it will show like they can take care of Houston and Iowa State.
They were the number one team for like 13 weeks.
Yeah, I know. But
that didn't show you enough.
It's showing me enough. He's the one that says, "Oh, you're not giving them a chance."
I was purely just asking a question, man. We were big Houston people before. We were big Iowa State people before, and this is all Arizona now.
Houston lost three in a row, man.
They did lose three in a row. Okay, SEC, who's winning?
Oh, you already know, man.
Hey, man.
Gators, and it's not close.
I don't know.
It's not close at all.
I don't know. Vanderbilt's kind of tough, man.
Man, I ain't hear about no Vanderbilt.
Don't make us laugh.
Come on, man. This ain't close, man.
All right. Number two
team, you see, we already took care of Alabama. Arkansas, you see what we did Arkansas.
Y'all did Arkansas so bad.
I told you, you go in that swamp. All right, you're not making it out alive.
Move your hand.
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, it's Florida.
It's Florida.
It's easy.
Are we agreeing on everything? Did anybody disagree?
I don't think anyone's disagreed yet.
Oh, that's cool.
Big East.
This one was tough, though.
I'm
going to take UConn, but okay. Boy, St. John's is not playing, though, man.
I don't know. I still like UConn.
I do, but St. John's, they're a problem.
Shout out Dan Hurley, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, buddy can coach.
UConn and St. John's split this season. So
yeah, so that's why I'm like, it's close.
I'm going to go St. John's. Why not?
Yeah, at least have a look.
Yeah, I'm going to go St. John's.
Okay.
I don't really like UConn that much.
I'm going to go.
Don't save.
Come on. Trim.
Give me one more.
I'm going to go UConn.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
I would have said Villanova. They played everybody pretty much close in the conference.
I ain't mad at it. That's
not crazy.
I'm going to just be safe. I'm going to go UConn.
If you guys don't mind, I'd like to add just one quick thing. Just a quick question for
go
you guys.
For it.
So, Miami, Ohio, but only undefeated team.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been talks that basically they could potentially be left out on March Madness due to how weak their schedule is. Do you think that they should be allowed into March Madness?
Yes.
And if they get in, do you think that they can make a deep Cinderella run?
Yes.
They're getting smoked, but, like, bro, their schedule is weaker than our intramural league schedule, bro. Like, come on.
Now, that is where things get interesting because apparently – their athletic director has come forth and said, we tried to schedule against teams like Duke,
but
they just rescinded our own request.
Exactly.
You got to let them in. That's the whole point of March Madness.
I think you put them in, and then it's just like, all right, let's see what you can do. Like, if they get first rounded, man, just stay in your place, man. Stay in your lane.
I think you put them in, but I also think they change conferences, man.
Mm. So where do you think they go?
It's not like football.
What
like
about
it's
American?
Not
you think American with like USF and like UAB and all them?
That's a good spot for them.
You said where?
American Conference, like with USF.
One of the Big East.
UAB.
That was my next suggestion. I was like, they could jump up to the Big East
Big
too.
Big East?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, like I don't,
because they're gonna have competition in there.
Man,
especially against UConn.
I think that's a little
too that might be a little much.
A little too soon.
Well,
Big
just,
Ten.
Just a little bit.
Well, let's
don't put them in the Big Ten. That's a bloodbath.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that.
That's a bloodbath if they go to
the Big East. The Big East a little top heavy, man. I think they can sneak into the Big East.
I'd rather start them off, you know, in the American just for a couple years. If they, you know, perform, okay, now you move them up to probably big.
So just a little bit of baby food before moving on to state. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I don't like when teams are, like, hopping conferences. Like, I'd rather you just kind of have a bunch of terrible years in the Big East.
Bears thing, if they're trash in the Big East, it's like, do you move them back down?
You can regulate people. Like, that doesn't matter. Who cares? You're the bottom of the Big East.
All right.
No one's really worried about Miami, Ohio. This is just if they can become like a powerhouse like St. John's.
Okay, honored. Yeah,
like just like a basketball school. Because if we're looking at it, there's not a lot of competition. I mean, lots of teams in the Big East have like good years. Like Creighton has had some good years. You know, Marquette's had some good years.
What about West Coast Conference? Like Gonzaga?
They could do that too, but that's just geographically weird. But yeah, you could do it. I don't mind that at all. But we've been talking about college hoops. Let's move over to the NBA, professional basketball. All-star break is over.
What a crazy question.
Yeah, I made this question just for you guys. I made this question just for you guys, man. I wanted some good debate. I wanted some explosive reactions. Is DeAndre Ayton better than Clint Capela?
Absolutely not.
Not even close.
Let me tell you something.
Capela's a way better defender.
You don't think he's dominating, bro?
No.
All right, fellas, back now to our favorite part of the show.
Look, let me tell you something.
Go ahead, man.
If anyone thinks that DeAndre Ayton is better than Clint Capela, I hate to tell you this. I will tell you this. You do not know ball at all. Like, you just love him just to say that you love him. Like, come on now.
What do you mean?
Bro,
that's a number one pick.
For a number one pick, he's trash.
The man was a number one pick, and now he's playing on a vet minimum, bro. Like, come on, bro.
Forget that. He had his chance to shine in the NBA final, and he sold. That was his chance to lock down Giannis.
That was not his fault, though.
And you know what's crazy, though?
He didn't sell.
Funniest thing. Same draft class.
Who?
That was 17. DeAndre Ayton. No, he got drafted in 18. He's not even better than Marvin Bagley, and he was the number two pick.
That's not crazy. Marvin Bagley at least has a role.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all not watching basketball.
Bagley got injured though.
Bagley's averaging 10 points, 6 rebounds on 62% shooting from the field this year. He's playing effective minutes right now for the Wizards.
Yeah, but he's on the Wizards. Bagley has been injured for a lot of his career. Ayton has no excuse. He hasn't dealt with any gruesome injuries. Ayton's just bad.
He's not even better than like Robert Williams.
All right, go ahead, JB.
Just the Lakers as a whole, man, it just seems so dysfunctional. I don't know if y'all saw the clip with J.J. Redick and Luka.
I saw Luka and Van Vando trying to say a little screen.
The chemistry is just not there between Luka and LeBron for me. I feel like there's something missing. DeAndre Ayton, he started off the season pretty good, but he gets outplayed by Jackson Hayes. Like, for real, Jackson Hayes brings energy and at least a willingness to win. DeAndre Ayton needs to realize he's probably in the best position a big man could be in the NBA. You're playing with two GOAT passers.
That's what Capela said.
Like, you feel me? It's no reason for you to be complaining. You're in L.A. playing with Luka and LeBron, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know why. I guess I can see an ego thing because you were the first overall pick. You were supposed to be that guy, generational talent, whatever. But you're not him anymore. And sometimes people got to adjust. You got to change. I look at people like Andrew Wiggins. Mm-hmm. He was the number one overall pick, and he committed himself to being a role player, and he was pivotal on winning that championship with the Golden State Warriors. DeAndre Ayton needs to shift his mindset, and I hope somebody in his camp or his team tells him that because it's all ego to me.
Go ahead, Trent.
I just want to interject real quick. Two things. DeAndre Ayton has never been labeled generational.
My fault.
And then another thing is, I just wanted to obviously educate y'all a little bit. Per 36 numbers, DeAndre Ayton versus Marvin Bagley the third.
No, we're not doing this. We're gonna do this. No one uses per 36.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
There's a lot of stat merchants out there.
Per 36 minutes, DeAndre Ayton's averaging 16.6 points, 10 rebounds, 1 assist. Marvin Bagley is averaging per 36, 19 points, 11 rebounds.
But what is he actually averaging, though?
He only plays 10 less minutes than DeAndre Ayton.
Okay, but no one
DeAndre Ayton's a starting center in the NBA. Marvin Bagley's a better player. DeAndre Ayton's a bum. He's a scrub. He shouldn't be in the league.
Marvin Bagley's a bum.
Is he better than Taj Gibson right now? Hey, let's be real. Where is Taj Gibson? He just
got signed by the Grizzlies.
By the Grizzlies?
Yeah.
Taj Gibson wanted a paycheck, bro.
I don't blame him. You got to think his last recent memory in the NBA was him getting crossed out of shoes, bro. You need to revive that, bro.
No, bro.
You look at box plus minus. Malvin Bagley is a way better player. Value over replacement, he's a better player. Like, all the analytical things and efficiency-wise, he's a way better player.
Okay, but he's playing on the Wizards.
Ant's playing on the Lakers, and he's trash.
AD's supposed to be playing on the Wizards.
You give Marvin Bagley a point guard like Luka Doncic, he might be...
Sure, but he has all the opportunity in the world on the Wizards.
Almost say all-star.
Almost got there.
Listen, man.
I promise you he'll be a most improved player talk.
The things about playing on a bad team is that you have all the opportunity in the world because no one good's on the team. Marvin Bagley is out there putting up 10-6. On the Wizards.
But don't you
per
think
36
like
is averaging 19 points a game.
No one uses per 36.
Yes, they
don't
do.
You think
no,
guy,
they do.
Everybody,
no.
When you don't play a lot, you use per 36 numbers.
No, bro.
So accurately calculates how successful would you
There's
be?
There's a reason he's not playing a lot of minutes because
they have young guys that they want to showcase. They're not trying to showcase Marvin Bagley.
Hey, man.
But in minutes he's getting, he's eating. He's nice. He's better than Aiden.
Let me throw some regular averages at you, man.
Clint Capella averaged 16 and 14 at one point.
Dude, you're talking about career. Aiden was on a finals team. Like, he was actually something before. Now he's nothing.
Well, he said he's better than Clint Capella as a whole.
He's never been better.
Being Clint Capella right now would save his career.
That's what I'm not disagreeing with you.
But also, him being Marvin Bagley right now would save his career, too.
I don't think so.
All right, but here's the thing. If you play with two of the best playmakers in basketball, you're telling me you're complaining about what your role is? Bro, you're going to get the ball.
They keep on feeding him the ball.
So why are you complaining?
He's getting the ball.
Exactly.
He's not
doing
it. He's a goofball.
Like,
he's not good.
Why are you complaining?
I don't know. I'm not defending him. I'm simply stating, is he better than Clint Capella?
He's absolutely not.
No.
He's never been better.
Okay.
He's the worst starting center in the NBA.
That's fine.
Absolutely.
Is he the worst starting center in the NBA?
Yes.
Alex Saar is better than him.
Yikes.
You saying that like Alex Saar's a bar?
Oh, actually, no. Not saying that.
Oh, okay.
Not saying that.
I say that man nice, bro. Like, hold on.
Oh.
I'd rather Jackson Hayes start over him. I'm just saying.
Absolutely.
All right. We established that DeAndre Ayton is not good at basketball like this.
Boom. He's dirt.
What we got next?
Jason. I shift the topics, bro.
Oh, my fault.
I'm in the producer chair, man.
Play guard, leader.
My fault. I'm a role player. My fault. You like Danis Jenkins.
I'm a role player. It's crazy.
Listen,
I'm K. You Dennis Jenkins. He Jalen Duren.
Let me just be a Saar, bro, and I'm good.
Ah, you Duncan.
All right, man. So there's been some rumors spreading around the NBA of a return of a certain player.
Ron? Oh, my.
The Celtics are third in the East.
Oh, yeah,
they've been playing without their best player, allegedly. Oh, no. Allegedly, he's their best player.
No, it's not allegedly. He is the best.
You don't think Jalen Brown could compete?
Jalen Brown is better than him, in my opinion.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Why are
you
saying Jalen Brown's better than Jalen?
Listen, hold on. We got out of hand. Let me intro the topic.
Okay.
My fault, leader.
Listen, the Celtics are the third team in the East. They're second?
Yeah, they're second.
Second.
Over the Knicks.
Listen, man.
By a game and a half. That's a gap right now.
They're second. They're second in the East.
Mm-hmm.
They were supposed to be a terrible team. They're supposed to have lost their star player. They have lost a bunch of people to the second apron and the cap space and all of that. Yep. But they came back, and now they're second in the East. And Jason Tatum seems to be set to return. It's rumored that he's going to return Friday against the Mavericks.
Please, I'm gonna be honest with y'all.
Jason Tatum is sitting on the bench right now. He's watching his team succeed without him after they thought they were gonna be at the bottom of the Eastern Conference.
I had him being in the lane at least.
Yeah.
And knowing the type of player Jason Tatum is, everything we see about him on Twitter, he's nervous of what the narrative would be if this team does good without him in the playoffs.
You think they're gonna push the JB's better narratives?
They're already pushing it, and that's why you've seen the video he dropped a couple days ago. He said, I'm not coming back to be a role player. Yeah. And that's where you're wrong at. You're going to be playing 10 to 15 minutes a game.
Off the bench. You shouldn't be
off the bench. I don't want to
because the team is rolling without you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to say the team's better because obviously adding a player like Jason Tatum.
Well, I feel like certain players are playing, like Pritchard, 17 a game.
Yeah.
Pritchard, you got guys like Baylor Shireman.
And you got Vucevic, who's came in and made a big impact since he's been with the Celtics. So.
Mm-hmm. I'm not opposed to him returning because obviously he's the only person that knows how his body feels.
I don't.
However, he shouldn't start for the rest of the season unless, let's say, hypothetically, he comes back Friday and plays and they make it to the finals. Okay, yeah, maybe you should insert him in the lineup.
Don't want him coming
but
back.
But if
honestly.
Then, if you make it that far, it's like, at that point, just play the bench. Play on the bench for the rest of the year.
I ain't mad at that. I just don't want him to come back just because we've seen players rush an injury back to, like, Tyrese and KD. Like, I just don't want him just making it even worse where I'd rather just sit out the season. You know your team probably will do – probably get kicked out the second round. You come back next year – and y'all make another championship run.
I think he, if you're able to play as an NBA player, you're going to play, especially when your team is good. At the end of the day, you want to be a part of that. But I do think he needs to temper his expectations and allow himself to be a role player. You know what I'm saying? They don't need, they don't really need Tatum to be,
JB's been doing the scoring.
You feel me? So just chill, bro.
But I feel like, you know how your body feels until, like, there's a difference. Like, just practice speed. Then there's game speed. Like, you're going up and, like, you don't know how that thing could just easily just pop again just by just jumping up and down.
All right. So what I wanted to ask you guys is, can the Celtics compete without Jason Tatum? Can they win a championship without Jason Tatum?
I'm telling you right now. If the playoffs started today, they would play the Magic. They would sweep the Magic.
They wouldn't sweep us. First of all, weird stray. They wouldn't like that's a crazy way to start off the conversation. I was gonna jump straight to the top four teams.
Okay, go ahead.
They're worse than Detroit. They're getting
Can we stop? The Celtics have the most experience out of any team in the Eastern Conference right now. Sure. They could easily beat the Pistons in six games.
No, they can't. I'm saying
we shouldn't be surprised if that were the scenario.
Is this without Tatum?
Yes.
They can't beat the Pistons.
Yes, they can.
Hold on.
Who have you seen the Pistons beat in the playoffs?
Eight.
They only went there once.
Exactly.
Okay. But we're using the Celtics. Let's look at who the Celtics beat in their finals run. They played an injured Miami team without Jimmy Butler.
Sure did.
They played the Cavs without Mitchell. Yeah, sure and, they, and Tyrese missed those last
Mitchell
three games
played,
for the
Mitchell played. Mitchell
he played, but he missed time.
Mitchell missed time.
He did, but they were going to win regardless.
Didn't he get injured in the second game? And Tyrese
missed time, too.
He did. Yeah.
But also, this is a completely different Celtics team. Y'all got to remember that. This is not the same. Yes, they have like the...
They're a little bit worse. If we really
no, wanna, they're not.
It's a different team. They have a whole different starting five. They've lost a lot of players. The team is different,
but the team is not worse.
How? No Jrue Holiday, no Porzingis.
You can't say they're worse because they're doing...
Without those two?
They're the second seed.
Yeah.
They were the first seed.
No.
They're a little worse.
And the difference was, we saw that Celtics team. Everybody knew they were going to win the finals through this point.
Yeah, the injury
like 18. Yeah, nah, you're right.
I think they won like 64, 65 games too.
I think they were the best 3-point shooting team of like all time.
Because they shot the most, really. They were shooting like 30, 40 a game.
And they met their kryptonite in the playoffs, the Heat, and we didn't have our team, man.
Well, y'all were going to lose that regardless.
West. Nah, bro. We beat the Celtics in the playoffs, but that's what we do, bro.
Stop the cap.
Blew a 3-0 lead to them.
All we do is beat the Celtics.
Stop the cap. Almost doesn't mean nothing, though.
We beat them. That's not true.
Y'all not always beat them.
We always beat them, bro.
That's not
Didn't
true.
Didn't y'all lose to them? Like,
y'all lost to them a couple years ago when Celtics made the finals for the first time in a minute.
No, that don't sound right to me.
Oh, okay.
That don't?
No, it doesn't.
I remember Jimmy Clank at the end when he missed the pull-up three.
I remember Bron dunking on people.
But yeah, just like you guys said, with Jason Tatum, the biggest thing is, right, we don't want him rushing back in, especially with him coming off that gruesome injury. The biggest concern is that when he comes back, but he's basically going to try to reclaim the number one scoring option. If he tries to do that, 9 times out of 10, he's going to re-injure himself. Celtics don't need that. Have him coming off the bench if he comes back and just let him be another supporting cast. You've been doing well with Jaylen Brown taking the helm. There's no need to force Jason Tatum to take over. Okay. Just let him chew.
So my question is, they're obviously making the playoffs. There's just about nothing they could do to not make the playoffs. They're obviously making it out of the first round because the Magic are terrible.
Of course.
No, so they're not. Let's say.
No.
Let's
say. No, realistically, though.
Realistically.
No, let's talk about it. Hold on.
Smoked by the Pistons.
I'm posing a question.
I just didn't like that disrespect. Like, realistically, I could see a team beating the Celtics, and it's the Magic. Anyways, they could lose in the first round.
Anyways,
if they lose in the first round, it's to the Hornets, bro.
No, it's to the Magic. Hornets not making the playoffs.
Yes, they are.
Y'all keep talking about losers.
They are.
They're
in the play-in.
That's the play-in. The Heat are in the play-in. The Magic are in the play-in. No, we're not in the play-in.
Y'all are.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, it's 7 through 10, and y'all are 7.
Nah, y'all. It's the play-in's what y'all believe it is.
Okay,
7 is not the play-in.
Okay, but don't.
Okay. Anyways, and the Hawks in there.
Anyways, let's say they're in the second round. Let's say they're struggling against, what's the second round? Like the Sixers or something.
They beat everybody except the Knicks and the Pistons.
So they're struggling the second round.
They're not beating the Cleveland
Cavaliers. They're beating y'all. This is the same story.
Y'all suck.
This is turning into an argument. We're trying to have a conversation.
This is the same story for the past 3-4 years, bro.
Does Jason Tatum come back to full capacity in the playoffs?
No.
You don't think he should
play? I don't want him to come back, period.
I don't think Tatum's not going to allow that. Like, he's going to play, bro. I ain't going to. I'm fully expecting him to be.
If Mazzulla tell him to sit down, he's going to sit down.
Mazzulla not going to tell him to sit down.
He's going
to
be on a minutes restriction.
Crazy, bro. Might tell him to sit down, bro. I ain't going to.
He's going to be on a minutes restriction.
I just don't want him to come back, period. Just sit down and just whatever happens this season, just let it happen.
Because if he For real, but because the problem is if he re-aggravates that same injury, then it's going to be a whole nother KD incident. Like, there's no need to rush it.
This was actually torn. Like, KD's was just a calf strain, same thing like Halliburton. It was just a calf strain, then it went to a torn. This is a torn Achilles.
Halliburton was putting the work on OKC.
Guess what? We won a championship off his little Achilles. So
Whoa, bro. Whoa.
Like, you're like,
you have to,
on,
you have to acknowledge that he tore his Achilles.
He tore it, but they were not winning that game.
I just know you're not winning the championship.
He came down and like
that. Wait. We're not going back to back?
Absolutely
you
not.
You crazy, man. You crazy. I'm only worried about one team, and that's Detroit.
I got four teams for you. Spurs have won three out of four.
Spurs
are built.
Who
the best player in a Spurs Thunder series?
Wimby.
Shea. Easily.
Wimby.
Shea.
Stop a cap. Shea. Now that's a good conversation.
Shea.
I think Wimby
is better than Shea.
No.
What did I say Saturday?
He's the second best player in basketball.
Chet had that man looking like ghosts.
Dude, Chet is.
We will not rage bait on my show. We will not rage bait on my show.
Don't worry about no Spurs, no Rockets, no Nugget, no none of them teams, bro. Now when we see Detroit, I'm like, okay,
there's no way.
Them bad boy Pistons are going to pop out.
There's no way. Y'all are not the bad boy Pistons. Y'all are guppies. Y'all haven't won nothing. The bad boys won. Y'all haven't won nothing.
All right, listen.
Y'all living off y'all team's old chips.
Says the Magic fan. Says the Magic fan.
I never said nothing about the Magic.
I'm gonna start cutting mics.
Bro, you were like a fetus when y'all won a chip. Like, dude, you flexing when you didn't watch.
Were you alive when they won that trip?
No.
No.
Josh is 19.
I was not.
Hey. Oh, yeah, I was alive.
Hey, yeah, you were.
Me, JB, and Wes, the only people to be allowed to see our teams win championships.
This is true.
No facts.
This is true. But listen, we're going to be moving over to a different person, a different part of the league. We're going to be talking about Jonathan Kuminga. We talked about this trade when it happened, and we were like, he doesn't fit. They have lots of wing scores. They have lots of, like, he doesn't have a fit in this team. And then in two games, he's averaged 22 points, 3 rebounds, 3.5 assists, 1.5 steals. He's put up 27 in the game. They're 2-0 with him playing. He came off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking good. What do we think about the trade?
Exactly what I said he was going to do. You let him come off the bench, and you let him basically play freely is what the Warriors didn't want to do. They wanted him to be a system guy and basically fit in the system. No, Kuminga's a guy. You got to just let him play freely. He's going to get you buckets. He's going to play defense. So what he's doing in Atlanta, I'm actually happy for him.
Kuminga is, like you said, he's happy now. Like, his first bucket of a game, was that a dunk that he got off?
And he smiled like...
That's the biggest smile I've ever seen him crack.
Exactly.
Like, he is happy now. And honestly, this could be a good development for the Hawks moving forward.
It could be. And then guess what? He's playing his most minutes he's ever played in a season just with the Hawks.
Indeed.
JB, Mike, what y'all think?
I mean...
It's only been a couple games, but he's been pretty good.
He doesn't excite me when I watch him play basketball.
You know, you're kind of weird. Like, why not?
So it's like, I really don't want to watch the Atlanta Hawks anymore without Trae Young. They have nothing for me to watch.
It's a little crazy. I mean, that's fair. They're not a very good team, and they lost like their draw.
Okay. Maybe besides Zachary Richardson, but like.
I don't like watching Jalen Johnson. I like watching Jalen Johnson. No, because
Nikhil be hooping, bro. You don't like watching him?
Nikhil, yeah, he's cool, but it's like,
no, I like the Hawks, but
you do?
Yeah,
Trae Young has like him leaving has lost a lot of swag.
Like, there's no swag in Atlanta.
Yeah, it's not, bro.
Jonathan Kuminga's the swaggiest thing they got.
I
think Nikhil might be.
Yeah, you're right, Nikhil.
Jalen Johnson is him though, but
he's not him. Look at his numbers since the trade deadline.
He's 23-10.
Look at his numbers since the trade deadline.
Let's go look
when they got.
When was the trade deadline?
It was like the 3rd of February or something.
Bro, 22, 31, 19, 32, 26. Yeah, he has a couple nines and eights in there, but.
But he only played like 6 minutes on those
games. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, solid.
I don't want to talk about the Hawks anymore.
That's what I'm saying. Like, dude, it's nothing entertaining.
All right, man. Crazy, man. I'm going to start making y'all right on this rundown, bro.
Oh, bet.
You're going to start making people. What do you mean, oh, bet? You've been able to write this rundown for the whole. Okay, man.
Hey, you never made that clear.
Yes, I did.
Not to them.
You're not doing too good of a job, Captain.
Tell them, man. You need to be a leader, man.
That was my mic.
Y'all got some.
Like, look at this. He had a 6 minute game against the Wizards. Put up 5 points.
6 minutes.
Six minutes.
He put up 16 points.
What happened to his per 36 numbers? What happened to his per 36 numbers?
And a blowout loss to the Miami Heat. He played 35 minutes, put up 16.6 for 22 from the field. 27.
Wait, 16, 16, and 11. No, he had 16, 16, and 11 that game. What are we talking about?
He put up
22 shots and only made 6 of them. Sunday against the Portland Trailblazers, 30 minutes, 3 for 9, 32%. Like, he's inconsistent. He's not good. He's not exciting. Okay. And the Hawks should have kept Trae Young because he was the one who took him to the conference finals. Like,
bro,
they're going to move off years ago.
Bro.
They're going to move off of Jalen Johnson within 2 years. He's not good. He's not somebody you build your team around. He's not somebody you build your team around.
They're in rebuild mode. The Hawks are bad.
Forgot how to play basketball.
The whole point was, is Kuminga part of it?
And they have the Pelicans pick this year. They're going to have a high draft pick.
It's still a lottery. They still got to. They might end up with, who knows?
Well, listen, they're going to have a high pick, too, because they suck.
Go get top five.
No, I don't think they have their pick.
They
don't have their own pick?
I don't think they have their pick.
Hey, bro, the Hawks are quite an organization. Listen, fellas, that brings us to my favorite part of the podcast, our shout-outs.
The Spurs got the Hawks pick.
Spurs do have the Hawks pick.
That team going to be
That's the
DeJounte
Murray trade, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Listen, guys, I want to shout out God. I want to shout out my family. I want to shout out the guys. I want to shout out the Miami Heat. I want to shout out the NFL. Please come back.
Oh, okay.
Got to shout out my Lord and Savior, you know, first and foremost. Without him, we wouldn't go do what we do every day, do what we love. Got to give a shout out to the fam bound. Got to give a shout out to Orlando Magic, Anthony Black, Jalen Suggs. Congratulations, he went ball. Shout out to P5.
Shout out God, shout out my family, shout out to my city, shout out to the men's and women's basketball team, you know, up and down season, but good luck on Thursday.
First and foremost, giving a shout out to God, our Lord and Savior, shout out to my family for all the support, shout out to you guys, and then shout out to Detroit Pistons. Let's go.
Shout out to God, shout out to the Cavs. We play the Pistons later this week. Hopefully we get that dub. Shout out to long live my brother Kyle Bisinga. He just had his funeral service today, so prayers to his family. And shout out to the Playmakers, of course.
And we want to tell you guys to click the link in our bio at 905 The Flavor Sports or just 905 The Flavor to give us any feedback on the shows that you see here and listen to, either on the station or on the podcast or anything you listen to. Please go give us feedback. Halftime with the Playmakers is produced in the studios of WANM FM 90.5 in the School of Journalism and Graphic Communication at Florida A&M University.